Welcome to the Pitcott Podcast. I'm Annabelle Pitcott.
And I'm Bill Pitcott.
Today we are doing a deep dive into the pregnancy journey. It's a time that can feel, well, a little overwhelming, right? Just this constant stream of do's and don'ts. But our mission today is to really cut through all that noise.
That's it, precisely. We want to distill all this knowledge into real empowerment. Our focus is going to be on the top 10 pregnancy risk factors that are, and this is the most important part, totally within your control.
Right.
All this information is drawn directly from the Pitcott best-selling ebooks. So these aren't some, you know, obscure medical mysteries. They're common lifestyle and environmental things.
And the idea isn't to hand you a big, scary checklist. It's about giving you the tools to, well, outsmart these challenges for your little jelly bean. Mm-hmm. We know you're looking for knowledge that's quick, but also really thorough. And that's what these Pitcott resources are so good at.
It's all about positive, practical guidance that turns that fear into focus.
Exactly. So if you're looking for that incredible depth, you know, all the context behind what we're talking about today, the guides, the charts, you absolutely need to visit www.pitcott.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you can download those best-selling ebooks right now and just get that full framework. Okay, let's unpack this. We're going to start with what we're calling the zero tolerance zone.
These are the big ones.
Yeah. Three substance risks where you need to take immediate, decisive action. The impact here is just, it's profound.
These first few really define the health boundary for the whole pregnancy.
Okay, so risk number one, smoking. And this is, it's so much more than just inhaling smoke. The analogy Pitcott uses is so vivid.
Oh, it is?
It says smoking is like putting your baby in a smoky room with no exit.
It's a powerful way to put it because it gets to the core problem, which is oxygen deprivation.
Right.
The nicotine and carbon monoxide, they constrict blood vessels. They're literally cutting off the baby's supply of oxygen and nutrients.
Yeah.
And this leads directly to low birth weight.
And low birth weight is a major predictor of complications down the line.
A huge predictor. But then there's the link to SID, sudden infant death syndrome. The carbon monoxide can actually impair the baby's arousal response.
Meaning they're less likely to wake themselves up if they stop breathing.
Exactly. It's a terrifying thought.
It really is. And it makes the actionable step here so clear. It's not just try to quit.
Wow.
The Pitcott guidance really stresses this. Talk to your doctor now about quit smoking programs designed specifically for pregnant women. Use that support system.
Okay, moving to the second one in this zone, alcohol. The conversation always seems to get stuck on, is just one glass okay?
Yeah, you hear that a lot.
But the guidance from these resources is absolute. Zero is the magic number, period.
And the reason for that hard line?
It's because there is no known safe amount of alcohol during pregnancy. It passes directly through the placenta, and the baby's liver is just too immature to process it.
And that's where the risk of fetal alcohol syndrome, or FAS, comes in?
Yes. And we're talking about permanent damage to the brain and nervous system. The really critical part here is the timing. This damage can happen in the first few weeks, often before you even know you're pregnant.
Wow, so that early.
That early. And it can lead to lifelong learning issues and growth delays.
So if zero is the goal, what about social situations, events, celebrations? It can be tough.
The focus then shifts to finding great alternatives. Don't fight the craving. Replace the ritual.
I like that.
You know, try some sparkling juices. Get creative with mocktails. There are amazing non-alcoholic options out there now. It's about substitution, not deprivation.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. The third one here is caffeine. My beloved morning coffee.
The one everyone asks about.
Right. We know it's about moderation, but what's the specific limit? Where's the line?
The line is pretty clear. Stick to under 200 milligrams a day.
Which is about one standard 12-ounce cup of coffee.
That's about right. And there are two main reasons. First, like nicotine, caffeine is a vasoconstrictor. It narrows those blood vessels, which can, again, raise the risk of low birth weight.
Okay, that makes sense. But the resources also mention something surprising. A link to stretch marks.
Yes. It's one of those fascinating little details. It's not a direct risk to the baby, of course.
Right.
But too much caffeine can lead to dehydration and affect your skin's collagen. So in theory, it could make stretch marks a bit worse. Maybe a little vanity-based incentive to cut back.
Hey, whatever works. So switching to decaf is a really simple, high-impact change.
A perfect example of taking control with a small, manageable choice.
Okay, let's move into our next section, fueling up and checking in. This is all about the proactive side of things, starting with nutrition.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just about eating more. It's about nutrient density, especially in that first trimester.
Because that's when everything is forming, right? The brain, the spine.
Everything. The fundamental structures are being laid down. As the Pidcock material says, now's not the time for junk food benders. The raw materials matter most right now.
And the MVP nutrient that gets highlighted again and again is folic acid. Why is it so incredibly important, especially that early?
Folic acid is essential for cell division. Its biggest job in early pregnancy is to prevent neural tube defects, like spina bifida.
Okay.
The neural tube, which becomes the brain and spinal cord, actually closes within the first 28 days after conception.
28 days? That's so fast.
It's a tiny window. That's why getting enough from leafy greens, citrus, and fortified grains, or a supplement, is ideally something you start before you even conceive.
That really drives home the importance of being prepared. And beyond folic acid, prenatal vitamins are key.
Oh, they're total game changers. They bridge the gaps. But it's also about balance.
What do you mean?
Well, over-supplementing can also be risky. Too much vitamin A, for instance, can cause birth defects. So you stick with the prenatal your doctor recommends. Don't go rogue and start adding a bunch of other things.
Got it. Okay, let's talk exercise. It's so easy to just feel tired and want to live on the couch.
It is, but the benefits of moving that bump are just huge. We're talking better sleep, less stress.
And I've heard it can even lead to an easier labor.
It absolutely can. It strengthens your core, improves stamina. The recommendations are pretty simple.
Like what?
Walking is the gold standard. It's so accessible. Swimming is fantastic because it takes the pressure off. And prenatal yoga is great for flexibility and breathing.
But the big rule is you have to check with your doctor first.
Always. That's the non-negotiable safety rule. Your doctor knows your specific situation.
Which is a perfect transition to our next point, prenatal care. In other words, don't skip your appointments.
Please don't. Think of them as essential health checkpoints for both of you.
It's how you catch things early, right?
Exactly. Things like preeclampsia, which is high blood pressure, or gestational diabetes. If you catch them early, they can be managed. It's about prevention, not just reaction.
Yeah. Plus, it's peace of mind. And, you know, you get those little sneak peeks at the baby during the ultrasounds.
That's always the best part.
It is. And look, if you're finding this kind of actionable information helpful and you want more essential guides just like this, I want to quickly remind you to visit www.pidcock.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's your hub for all this knowledge to help you navigate this journey with real confidence. Okay, let's shift into our third section, protecting your sphere. This is about external factors, and this is where some hidden risks can pop up.
It really is.
We're starting with medications and herbal stuff. The rule here, don't go rogue.
This is such a big one because people automatically think natural equals safe.
Right. And herbal tea seems harmless?
But it might not be. Some herbs contain compounds that can mess with your hormones or even stimulate uterine contractions.
So if you get a headache, you can't just grab what's in the medicine cabinet.
No, you can't. The rule has to be, don't take anything without asking your doctor first. Even something as common as ibuprofen can be risky in the third trimester.
That's a really important warning. Treat everything with a bit of skepticism and double check.
Always double check with your OB.
Okay, moving on to chemical exposure. We're talking about your immediate environment cleaners, beauty products.
It can feel like a lot, but the strategies are simple. The Pidcock guidance focuses on just reducing your chemical load.
So what should you be looking out for?
Things like phthalates, which are in a lot of fragrances, or heavy metals. The solutions are practical, though. Go for fragrance-free products, wear gloves when you clean, make sure the room is ventilated.
What about for the nursery? Everyone wants to paint the nursery.
If you have to paint, use a zero VOC, non-toxic paint and open all the windows. And for food, just rinse your fruits and veggies like crazy to get any pesticide residue off. Small changes make a big difference.
Absolutely. Next up is a topic people sometimes have questions about, sexual behavior.
It's a common question, for sure. And the general answer is that, yes, it's usually safe throughout the pregnancy, unless your doctor has told you otherwise for a specific reason.
But there is a crucial caveat here.
There is, and that's being extra cautious about STIs, sexually transmitted infections.
How do they impact the pregnancy specifically?
Well, infections can be transmitted to the baby either during the pregnancy or during delivery, and they can cause really severe complications.
Yeah.
So it's just vital to practice safe sex and be in a tested, trusted partnership.
That makes perfect sense. Okay, finally, we're at risk number 10, and it's one that I think often gets overlooked when we focus so much on the physical stuff.
It's a huge one.
Emotional health.
The message here is simple. Don't bottle it up. Mm-mm. Emotional stress isn't just in your head. It has real physiological effects.
If you're feeling constantly anxious or just really down, you have to talk to someone.
You do. Pregnancy is beautiful, but it's also a time of massive hormonal changes and this huge new weight of responsibility. It can be scary and isolating.
And that stress, it can actually affect the baby.
Those stress hormones can, yes. And looking after your emotional health now is also key to preventing more serious issues later, like postpartum depression. Getting help, whether it's from a therapist or even just a good friend, is a sign of strength. It's protective.
As we wrap this up, let's circle back to that main message from the Pitcott approach, which is so empowering.
Mm.
Pregnancy risks can feel scary, but by focusing on one healthy choice at a time and trusting your instincts, you can totally rock this journey.
That's the core of it. No one is expecting perfection. Mm. You are growing a whole human being. Mm. The power is in maximizing your control over these 10 manageable areas.
That's a great way to put it.
And, you know, maybe a final thought for you to take away.
Yeah.
Consider this concept of epigenetics.
Okay.
It's the idea that your choices right now, your nutrition, your stress levels are actively influencing not just your baby's health today, but potentially how their genes are expressed for the rest of their life.
Wow.
Every small, healthy decision you make becomes this lasting legacy.
That is a powerful thought and a stark reminder of how important this all is. If you enjoyed this deep dive, please subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and make sure to activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. And please press the like button if you love our show. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so other people can find this information too.
It really does.
And remember, all the expert guidance we talked about today is from the best-selling ebooks you can find through the Pitcott resources. Just visit www.pitcott.com for all that and more. Thank you for listening to the Pitcott podcast. I will leave a link in the description below. Thank you for being there with us.